Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Be Fearless Podcast. And let me tell you something. Today, I bring you a guest that is amazing. I can't wait to introduce it to you. But first, I want to say thank you, Germany. You guys rocked this week by supporting me in rolling and downloading episodes. So thank you so much for my audience in Germany. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Now today, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you a guest that is amazing. Okay, our guest is an award-winning meteorologist. I should have practiced that word before. meteorologist at KTLA. 5 News. She's part of the Evening News team Monday through Fridays. Among several awards and recognition, she has won multiple Emmys and Golden Mics. She is also the owner of an online health and wellness business. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only Vera Jimenez. Welcome, Vera.
Hola. Hello, everybody. So good to be here with you. Thank you for having me, Dagmar. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It is an honor. I love having you here. Been thinking about this day for a while now.
Likewise.
I mean, like counting the days. I was like, when is it? When is it? I'm going to get to interview Vera. I was so excited when I heard about you. I was like, she definitely, I need to interview her because she sounds amazing. And I know you're amazing. Now, for the audience, the people that doesn't know you out there, who is Vera Jimenez? Who was her growing up and what was her dream?
Let's see. Who am I? Okay, so it's funny that you asked me that because, you know, I was born in Mexico. My family moved to the U.S. when I was 3 years old. And so I didn't grow up with privilege. I, you know, it took me 13 years to graduate from college because I worked a full-time job or two part-time jobs to pay for school. So I recently did a commencement speech at my community college where I went, you know, almost 25 years after graduating. And I was saying to the graduating class, look, you and I are exactly the same people. Like the only reason why I'm standing up here is because I'm a fighter. And then I realized that one of my friends who worked in television with me, she retired since we went to different TV stations, she said, Vera, you're scrappy, like a hungry chihuahua. And I thought that was really funny. And I thought, yeah, you know what? You have to be scrappy and you have to be resourceful. You don't have to grow up in privilege. And when, you know, one of the other things too that I was sharing during this commencement speech is that, you know, we're constantly talking about equity, inclusion, and diversity. And what I was saying to the kids is when I was a little girl, we were fighting for those things. And I we're still fighting for those things. But when I was a little girl, I turned the TV on and I would see Laura Diaz. She was a reporter and a main anchor. She is Mexican like I am. Mark Brown, African-American. There was Tony Gonzalez, Latin American guy. There was Connie Chong. We all know who Connie Chong was. Do you remember Connie Chong?
No.
Connie Chong was, she was married to Maury Povich. She's the widow.
I was born in Puerto Rico, so I was like in my own Caribbean bubble.
Well, these are all really, truly like faces of color. Like, all of the people that I'm naming are people that inspired me and that showed me like, look, if you work really hard, you can get there too. And so I knew that from the beginning that it wasn't that I was not going to get the job because of the way I looked, because there were people that were doing what I wanted to do that looked the way I looked. So I knew that it wasn't going to, that was not the barrier.
Exactly.
That the barrier was going to be what's between my ears and what's in my heart. And the reason why I say what's in my heart and in my head is because it's the voices that you hear in your mind and what's speaking to your heart.
Yes.
And how you're translating what's in your heart to your mind.
Yes.
Like these things work together. And so because of what I had seen, like I knew, don't make excuses. Don't make excuses and don't make someone lower the bar for you. You have to level up.
Yes. I love that you said that. I love it. I love that everything that you have said so far, it is so true. And I love that you say that because of all the things that we've been hearing and listening lately, you know, in social media, some news, I'm like, but that's not true. I mean, anybody can achieve success. It doesn't depend of anyone's color of skin or background. It's the hard work that you put out there. I think that when we go forward into our lives from that premise, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Like, yes, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be hard times. But if you focus and work hard for it, it's definitely achievable.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, because, I mean, definitely getting into, like, the news. Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Never mind. Something happened from my end. Definitely, like, getting into the news world is not easy. How was that? Like, what were the things that you did to get in?
So I think the hardest thing so I started in radio and then I went to TV. And believe it or not, radio was a lot harder than getting into TV. And that's only because by the time I got to TV, I had developed a lot of skills. I knew how to tell a short story. I knew how to use my voice and my inflection to convey the story. So I had already picked up a lot of skills. But I have to tell you, when I was in college, I was working the full-time job and going to school. And one of those part-time jobs that I was working overnight in radio and really early in the morning. And when I worked really early in the morning, I was producing. So I was writing, I was putting together traffic reports and, you know, a little bit of news here and there to give to the anchors. So that's when I learned those skills. But then I knew that I wanted to be in front of the mic, not in front of the TV, because at that point I had decided that I didn't really like TV. It was too much hair and too much makeup. And as you can see, I am on plain face. Like, the whole hair and makeup thing is a lot of work for me. I'm not a big fan. So I knew that I wanted to work behind a microphone where no one had to care or see what I look like. Like, that was what I wanted. So, but I was so green, and I'm going to be really blunt. I was so bad that when I finally put an audition tape together that was good enough to go on the air, my boss said to me, he said, "Vera, I can't believe this day has come." And I said, "What, Michael?" He said, "I finally got you a spot on a station." And I said, "Really? When?" He said, "Christmas morning from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. So basically, it was a holiday working overnight when no one was listening. No one.
Oh, my God.
And he said, and I said, well, why did you think this day was never going to come, Michael? He said, "Vera, you don't understand. You're really bad. You are really, really bad." And I said, "Well, why didn't you tell me?" He said, "Because I saw that you weren't giving up. And I just figured that someday you would figure it out and give up. And you never did. So I just kept listening to your tapes until I thought that you had one that worked." So that was
how that is so inspiring that you say that you're so candid in that way that you tell, you know, publicly, "This is what I've been told, you know, that I was so bad and they were hoping that I failed, yet here I am." I love that.
And so that was when I first started doing, and I eventually got to the days when I got better, but then I went from working on the radio to radio airborne, so up in a helicopter. And the way that happened is even funnier, because you can't get to the radio unless the pilots approve you, because people get motion sick up there.
Okay.
So somebody got motion sick up there, opened up the window, threw up, and all the vomit came back in and splattered all over the back of the airplane. So that reporter got grounded. That reporter.
That's so embarrassing.
I know. I felt really bad for my friend Phil. He got grounded, never got another opportunity to go up there again. So they said, who do we have? Who do we have? And they said, well, Vera, this will be perfect for her because she still sounds so bad, but the sound of the microphone and the air and the helicopter will
muffle. Like the background is going to help you.
Yes. All the background noise is going to muffle how bad she really is, and no one will notice. So I go up in the air, and we're covering a fire. It's one of those wildfires. So there's smoke in the air, it's windy, and the plane is doing circles over this fire. And I'm in the back seat training with the reporter, a different reporter in the front seat, the pilot's in the back. And I'm in the back going, like, honestly, I'm green in the face. Well, I remember that Phil got grounded because he threw up. And so the anchor, Raydeen, is going, hey, how you doing back there? I'm like, great, I'm so good. I'm so happy to be up here. And I'm like green in the face. Eventually, here's what happens. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, no.
And now I've got a mouth full of vomit because I just threw up in my mouth. But I need the money. I need the hours. And I know that this is going to give me more hours. So I went.
Talk about definitely moving forward obstacles. Oh, my God. Vera, you are my hero.
I need the money. I had college to pay for. I had rent to pay for. And this was going to give me more hours. And I knew it. It was going to open up my possibility. And it was also going to give me better experience. It was going to make me a more valuable employee. And that's what people have to remember. If you want to get paid more, you have to bring more value. You have to bring more value. And that was my way of bringing more value.
So let me ask you something. After that, did you find a way around to kind of like get used to the emotion sickness and all that? And after that first flight, okay, you were like, this is what I'm going to do for the next one.
And it was going to be better. And I knew it was going to be better because I wasn't going to be in the back seat watching. I was going to be in the front seat. Okay. And the possibilities of you getting really sick to where you get really, really sick are worse in the back seat than in the front seat.
Yeah.
So I just knew to always be in the front seat. I knew how to like look down at the map because this wasn't GPS. Like I was navigating the pilot. So I was looking at the map and, you know, so I knew how to do it so that I wouldn't get motion sick. And those are skills, again, that you pick up. You can't give up. And I think that's what happens is sometimes people give up before it's their time to give up. You know, you've got to push through because every experience.
I like that. I like learning. That. Push through.
You push.
And don't through. Give up. Yes.
Push yes. through. Because when you realize that you can do hard things, your level of tolerance for discomfort grows. Your mind, that gives us, there's this thing called neuroplasticity, and it's where we make like connections in our brain that give us confidence because we learn. It's how we learn new things. Every time you learn something, you make another neuro connection in your mind. And every time you learn something, you make a new connection. You make a new connection. And every time you learn that you can do hard things, that you can survive, you gain confidence. You gain confidence in your heart, in your gut. And you remember, hey, look, I thought that was really hard. And I made it. Like I survived. I can survive this too.
I like that. Yes. Anybody can survive anything. It's just a matter of having, you know, work the mindset muscle. And I think that you just like hit the nail in the coffin with that one. Like, and that's it. That's all I need. And here it goes. Let's bury fear and insecurities and move forward because we got the mindset in. What are some of the things that, but before, hold on, before we move into that question, then after the helicopter, then you moved into
TV. And yeah, so I did that and then I moved into TV.
So how was that adjustment and how was that challenge?
Luckily, I had already been doing radio for like maybe almost 3 years. So I felt more confident in my delivery. Like I worked a lot. I took singing classes and I took voice classes and I took speaking classes and I even took acting classes just to help me be more comfortable and ad-libbing and being more spontaneous. So I took, again, it was all about growth and development and trying to gain skills that would make me a better reporter and a better employee. And so as I learned that, when I transitioned into TV, I was a little bit more comfortable, but I was still picking up skills because when you're a meteorologist, you have to work on this green wall.
Yes.
And there's no script. There's absolutely no script. When you do the weather, you're looking at maps and explaining the maps and talking about what's happening, and you either know it or you don't.
Okay.
So you have to have a firm understanding of the material that you're working with. So that was a challenge. And just working the weather, because everything is reversed, right? Yeah. You're playing at something that's not there. And so just trusting and becoming comfortable in that you're pointing something that doesn't exist. It's like having faith.
I love that.
Like it's having faith in God.
Yeah.
Like you are talking to somebody and you have this relationship with someone that you can't see, but you know is there.
Oh my God. I love that.
And that was what learning how to use the weather wall was like. It's not there, but I have faith. I have blind faith that it is there and that it's not going to let me down.
I am out of words right now because I love that. Like, it's so true. It's just like working with something that you can't see, believing in something that you can't see, and taking it like for word that's going to happen, but I can't see it actually. It's just like blank in there. It is awesome that, I mean, wow. But that also speak about the mindset that you have to have in order to do all those things. And like I said before, you nailed the coffin with that mindset issue. And you buried the fear and the insecurities away with that one. What are some of the things that you could tell the audience today that they could start doing to build that mindset muscle?
So I think that, you know, when we talk about mindset and we talk about belief, yes, you have to have the blind faith and the belief that these things are going to come to pass. But I think where we sometimes get lost is in that, you know, you have to have the dream and you have to have the belief that it's going to happen. But in order to then turn this dream that's in your head into a reality, you actually have to set the goals, right? Because the goals are how you are going to get there. And in order to accomplish those goals, you need to have a roadmap. Because first you have the dream. You set the goals. Like the goals are, I'm going to do A, B, and C, and that's going to get me to the dream. But now that you have the roadmap, you actually need to know where you're going on that road. You have to actually do the steps. You have to get up and you have to do the work. You've got to pick up the phone. You got to like write out your tasks and you have to do them. Because if you don't do those things, you're not going to accomplish the goal. And if you don't accomplish the goal, you're not going to make your dream come true. Mm-hmm. So you actually have to do physical steps to get to that dream. And part of that belief is trusting that if you do the work, the results will happen. But you can't just sit there and go, oh, Lord, please give me this. It's part of it, but you also have to take the steps. And the beautiful part about actually doing the work, and this is the important part about connecting the mindset and building the confidence and doing the work, is that you can say 100 times, I'm a great person, I'm hardworking. But if you don't have the evidence to prove to yourself that you're hardworking, you're not going to believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
You have to do the work, not to prove to the world, but to prove to yourself. That's how you build confidence. You do the work. You gain the discipline. You have to have discipline, because if you don't have discipline, discipline comes and goes. Like, motivation comes and goes, right? It's actually, discipline stays. Motivation and enthusiasm are what come and go. Like today, you're like, oh yeah, I've got this great dream. I'm going to make it come true. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do this. And all of that is going to be fantastic. Right?
Yeah.
And then let's say you get up Monday and all of a sudden you're kind of feeling tired and you're kind of like, oh, I don't feel that motivated. I'm a little lazy. The sun didn't come out. That's when motivation and enthusiasm leave you. But if you're disciplined and you get up every day and you know you have to do the work, you know you have to get up and go to the gym, you know you have to make the phone calls, you know you have to write the intro for your podcast, like that's the work. So the discipline, like you have to learn the discipline, and discipline is in the work.
Yes.
And so when motivation and enthusiasm leave you, the discipline will move you into action.
Preach it. I love that. Discipline will move you into action. Oh my God, you guys, you better write that down. I love it. It's so true. Because that, yeah. when you get into that level of discipline, it's nothing is going to stop you. It doesn't matter what happened.
Right. And you know the best part about that? The best part of getting up and going to the gym, of writing the letters, of making the phone calls when you don't want to. The best part of that is that after you're done doing it, all of a sudden you're like, wow, I did it. And you just feel so good. You feel so good because you pushed through, because you did something that was hard. You did something that you didn't want to do and you did it. And you can look at yourself in the eye and go, you got this.
Yes.
You got this. And today proved that you can do it. And yes, that is when all of a sudden you can walk tall. You can look people in the eye. And it's not just I'm confident and I'm wonderful. Like now you've got stuff to prove that you are. And you know it because you got up when you didn't want to. And you did the things that you knew you had to.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh my God, so good. I love that. But before we go and finish this today, there's something else that you are. You are an entrepreneur. Talk to us about how, after chasing toward TV, becoming this amazing Emmy and Golden Mike winner, then you venture entrepreneurship. Like, how that happened?
Okay, so the way that happened actually was my health and body have always been really important to me, because I always feel like if you take care of your body, you take care of your mind. Your mind is also, it's a muscle. It's like anything else. So to me, you know, the physical health and mental health are like this. Yes. They're symbiotic. You can't have one without the other. So that has always been a very, very, I started running cross country when I was like in seventh grade. I've always been very physically active because I've known about that. I didn't know it as a little girl like that. As an adult, I figured that that's what it was, but I needed that. But I started saving for my restaurant. I also owned a restaurant for 5.5 years and sold it right before the pandemic by the grace of God.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You, Lord. But I started saving for that restaurant when I was 17 and a half. I started working when I was 15 and a half years old to pay for braces, prom, you know, save up for a car, all of that, pay for college, all of that. But I knew that one day I wanted to open a restaurant. So out of every check, I'd put a little bit of that money away from my restaurant. Every day, I learned the discipline of saving. I learned the discipline of saving since I was a little girl. And so the restaurant was really what I wanted. I knew no one was going to give me money for it. So I thought, I'm not going to wait for someone to give me money for a restaurant. I don't know what kind of restaurant I'm going to have. I don't know when I'm going to open it, but that's what I want. And it's on me to make that dream come true. So I started saving at 17 and a half, and we actually opened with partners, but we opened when I was 38 years old.
Wow.
Took a long time.
But talk about realizing, materializing dreams. Like nothing did stop you throughout that time to plan, to actually execute in making that dream come true. And that's admirable.
So to almost 20 years.
Yeah, but you did it. Yeah.
I used to pray, if I could just stay, so when my husband and I were talking about it, he said to me, you do know that this is a really bad business to get into. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, 9 out of 10 restaurants fail in the first year. 9 out of 10 restaurants fail in the first year. And those that make it past the first year will more than likely go out of business at year number 5. And luckily, we didn't go out of business, but we sold it just before the pandemic, just before the shutdown.
Wow.
So we got really lucky because a big corporation bought it, and it wasn't a small mom and pop operator like us. They were people that have, and it's still open. It's people that have a lot of money behind them. So I didn't feel bad about, oh my gosh, so now a family is in the pandemic trying to run a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So that was also very good.
That was good. Yes. And you also have an online business.
I do. I have a health and wellness business. I have, I'm part of a skincare line called Arbonne, and it's network marketing. But you know, we all have our own pool of clients and that we service and take care of. And it's, you know, skincare line. And to me, that's very important because I'm a 50 year old woman, not 51 yet, but I'm a 50 year old woman who works in TV. So I've got to take care of, you know, I've got to take care of my face and be a good steward of my body. And so I believe in finding products that work for me and that will take really good care, because I want to minimize the visits to the dermatologist and the visits to the, you know, Botox and the injections. Like, I want to keep that to an absolute minimum. I think there is a time and a place for that, but at this point, I'm still trying to hold off as long as I can before I start doing really aggressive stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like everything I can do to help myself.
Definitely. You have to
help other women.
And you have to try. Yeah.
And if I can help other women and men, you know, with that same philosophy, like, we don't have anything against it, but let's just hold it off as long as we can. I'm happy to help.
That's fantastic. And where people can actually connect with you for that part of your entrepreneurship?
That is, they can find me. If they go to my Instagram, there's an actual Linktree link right to it. So that is there. So it's Vera Jimenez, arbonne.verajimenez.com. And then they can also go to my website and there'll be a link there as well. And that is JimenezVera.com. So it's my last name, first name.com. And that's where my website is. And I believe you have it linked on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then your IG, which is Vera Jimenez TV. So if you guys want to connect with Vera, don't forget to go into IG. And there also going to be the link for the other websites in there. Vera, before we go, one last tip for everybody out there that has listened to your story on how they can or what they can start doing today to achieve success? One tiny little thing before we go.
One tiny little thing. Keep getting up. I'm a professional getter-upper. I fall on my face all the time, but I keep getting up. Denzel Washington, I heard him say one day, if you fall 7 times, get up 8. I can tell you I've gotten up about 100 times and I still get up every day. Whether it's in my professional life or my personal life, you keep getting up.
I love that. So you heard her. You heard Vera. You better, if you fail, stand up, keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you so much, Vera, for being with us today. It was amazing. Thank you for your time. You guys, you have to connect with Vera. Don't forget to go and check her IG, Vera Jimenez TV. And until the next one, I'm going to be really short today. Until the next one, don't forget to unlock your potential and be fearless. Bye.